This is KUT. For the past several weeks, city leaders have been hosting a series of open houses to inform Austinites about Code Next. That's the newly proposed land development code, which will shape Austin for years to come. The process has brought up different issues in different council districts. KUT's Saeed Hassan reports on some of the top priorities for people living in District 2.
The district makes up the far southeast edge of Austin, with some areas extending past the airport into Del Valle. It's represented by Councilmember Delia Garza, who hosted a Code Next town hall last week at the American Youth Work School on Ben White Boulevard. Step one at the meeting, explaining Code Next.
So Code Next is quite a big bear for us to tackle.
About 30 people listened as Garza explained how the new code could affect housing choice, transportation, and draw more businesses to the area. Some said this was the first time they'd heard about a Code Next meeting in their own neighborhood and didn't have to make the trek into central Austin to participate. Which brings us to one reason why people here don't like to drive into Austin: traffic congestion. City data shows about 73% of residents in District 2 drive alone to work. Only 4% take transit. Garza, who also serves on the Capital Metro Board, says transit works best when there's sufficient density to support ridership, and she thinks Code Next could encourage that in a responsible way.
The best thing we can do is provide a land development code that streamlines the process, that helps us get development in a sustainable way, where we're not just building everywhere, because there's environmental concerns about that, obviously, especially in this area, which has experienced significant flooding several times.
District 2 resident Roy Woody attended the meeting with his wife and two kids. He wasn't familiar with the land development code before attending the meeting. Woody says this is a lot of information to take in just one sitting, but he's seen a lot of industrial development around his neighborhood over the years, and he wants to know how the code might encourage more amenities for residents.
The things I see that are getting made the most here are, like, they keep building those warehouses when I think we kind of need, like, something like an HEB, especially for the more eastern side of the city.
Councilmember Garza has long been an advocate of improving food access and bringing a grocery store to far-flung areas of her district. Last year, HEB purchased 17 acres of land in Del Valle, but the grocer has yet to announce when it might begin building a store there. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.